Let's go to Wrigley and bring in John Shea of the Chronicle. John, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes this morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you doing?
Very good. So the big news, other than this wonderful matchup in a game the Giants really would like to get on the board, Joe Nathan is now back as a Giant. What does Bruce Bochy say about him? What are your thoughts about it?
Well, it is an interesting story, isn't it? He's a guy who hasn't pitched for the Giants since 03, and the Giants didn't think he was much of a closer of the future, and 377 saves later, he's a pretty darn good one. And that was one of the worst trades, obviously, in Giants history. You know, you go back to Cepeda and Perry and, Foster and all these guys who, back in the 60s and 70s, they were just giving guys away. But, for now, hey, look, he's 41 years old. He's coming off a second Tommy John. He's not coming in as the closer. He's coming in as, maybe a high leverage guy still, sixth, seventh innings, maybe here and there the eighth inning. There could be some save opportunities, Bochy said. But he reaffirmed that Casilla is the closer. But if, he throws a couple of days in a row, maybe he pulls Nathan out of the pen for the ninth. And that would be pretty cool. But listen, he's like I said, 41. He has, six scoreless innings in Double-A. They sent him to Double-A Richmond instead of Sacramento because he just wanted to be closer to the East Coast. And, as Bochy said, he doesn't have to do this. He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of prestige. He's done it all. He's had a great career. But for him to, ride buses in Double-A and get back to it, it's kind of a cool thing to do for an older guy who's trying to make another comeback, obviously not for the money. And he's just, the 13th reliever they have. So they have plenty of guys here. I don't know why they don't have a third catcher. That amazes me, especially with Trevor Brown still. But anyway, he's here. He could pitch tonight, I guess, today rather. He was told late last night about this, so he didn't get much sleep, and just getting off the plane, and he's ready and willing, so he could pitch as early as today.
Wow, John Shea with us. Great report on the new addition, Joe Nathan, a very familiar name in Giants history. Bruce Jenkins was just talking about the moment when Philippe Alou saw him throw four wide ones, yanked him out of there, and said, "This guy'll never be a reliever." And as you say, 300 and some odd saves later, here he is.
He had a pretty good 03 season. As a setup guy, I thought he was going to be a future closer.
I know.
And if they kept him and, didn't make that awful trade, they would have had some pretty decent pitchers. They didn't have to go through the Pruszynski nightmare. As it was, I think it might have been a personality clash as well. Felipe and him maybe didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, no question. That's one of the rare ones that Felipe missed, honestly. All right. Bumgarner and Arrieta today. John, Arrieta, they've won his last five. They lost his first five. He gives up a little bit more now than he had before. What do you see with him and Bumgarner in this matchup today?
Yeah, the feature matchup of this four-game series, we're all expecting 1-0, 2-1. Which is what we got, yesterday. But it's right when you expect it. It could be, 8-5.
How's the wind? What's the wind like?
Well, very, very little wind. The flags are moving a little bit, but not much. It's a lot less windy than it has been the last 2 days.
Okay.
And we haven't seen that Cubs power yet. And Bumgarner, his last few outings, his ERA hasn't been great. And they really need him to step it up here in September. And, he's still the ace, no matter if, Cueto started the All-Star game, no matter if they got Moore and he almost threw a no-hitter, no matter if Samardzija's pitching really well, he's still the anchor of this rotation. And he really, I think, has to show a lot today. They're coming off two pretty ugly losses in which they have a total of six hits. So, if the Giants' bats come alive, it's going to be a big boost, but you can't really expect that. And for whatever reason, they're just not doing it. So Bumgarner almost has to do it on his own. And, maybe he'll get a couple of hits, too.
Yeah, that would help. Put one in the basket, as they like to say. John Shea with us. John, I sensed some frustration yesterday, of course, with Nunez hitting the ball so hard. Crawford getting punched out after he hustled that double on the 17 hopper, as you described, going through the infield. You know, this is a ball club that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? We got this under control. We know who we are. But I'm starting to sense a little bit more frustration from them.
Yeah, you saw Nunez's line drive in the late innings to Bryant at third base. That could have easily been a game-time double. And who knows what happens from there. But it was in his glove, inning over, runner stranded, and suddenly it's 2-1 final. So it's frustrating for these guys. Yesterday, and I mean, I'm not being a homer here at all. I'm not. But they hit an awful lot of line drives at people. And it could have easily been more than one run, easily more than three hits. Nunez alone hit two pretty wicked line drives, Crawford as well, to each corner infielder. And you're right. There's nobody more cool than Crawford on this team, the way he looks, the way he presents himself, the way he plays the game day in, day out. But even he admitted that he might have broken a helmet. And he's not going to do it like Nunez did right there on the field for everyone to see. Nunez kicked his helmet.
Yeah.
I don't know what Crawford did to him, but he sounded like he needed a new one yesterday after he was done with it.
Yeah.
So he's frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. And Crawford repeated a line Posey said the other day. Hey, we're tired of these questions, and you're tired of asking them, and we're tired of answering them. And it's funny because Crawford said the same thing yesterday. You know, it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it is. Believe me, I'm doing the shows. Trust me, 15 and 29. Trust me. Believe me, it's not simple to do all these post-game shows. They did set a National League record yesterday with 17 consecutive errorless games. If they do it today, they'll tie the Yankees and Red Sox for the Major League record. This should not go unknown. This is a huge record and shows that they're playing good baseball.
And Nunez may be the most surprising. I mean, we all know about the rest of these guys. And it's not that it's just errorless ball, but I think, you know, Pagan, you know, he's a little bit wounded now. But for the most part, I think he's had a better than expected. He was supposed to be the weak link defensively. You know, and nobody has a great arm in the outfield. You know, these aren't the Pirates or any other, you know, great outfield of today, but at least they're getting to some balls and they're making the right play, and they're pretty smart for the most part defensively. But yeah, I mean, it might go unnoticed because there's no hitting, and when the pitching is doing well, there's just no hitting. You know, this is supposed to be the month to turn it around, starting right here, but it just hasn't been done. But watching Nunez at third base, he's so much better than I think I expected or a lot of people expect. He's just got a great arm. And he's got some range.
I think he's been terrific in defense, honestly. And he goes in the coach's box, and that arm, he's got the old Dave Concepcion. Let me throw it on one bounce to the first baseman and get it done that way. John Shea with us. John Belt in the lineup today? I haven't seen the lineup yet.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much the same, although Belt is in there hitting, seventh?
Okay.
And it's pretty much the same everywhere else. You know, it'd be nice if Belt hit. I mean, I could go around the horn here. It'd be nice if everyone hit. Kent is the only guy who's hit. They have six hits in 2 days, and he has three of them, two home runs. So it's just a team-wide thing. You know, there's just a lack of power. Posey and Belt and, you know, until just this series, Pence. You know, they had the fewest homers or the second fewest homers, you know, in the month of August. You know, for a reason. They're just not the team that's going to give you that Yoenis Cespedes three-run homer.
Yeah, and John, that's so important. And I think you put your finger right on it. You got to hit with some power sometime, and you can pitch, you could catch the ball, but at some point you got to hit a three-run homer, and they're not doing it. I know you've got to run. I thank you so much for the time today, and the wind is not blowing, so maybe we'll see some offense today. Who knows what'll happen? But thank you so much.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
that
a lot, Marty.
Yeah, that is good. Very good. Great report. Huh, Raph? From John Shea of the Chronicle. Very good, and he's there. Henry picks it up, I know, in Colorado on Monday. We're going to try to have him on as well.